Today, the Supreme Court issued decisions in two cases that could have made dramatic changes in the law, but in the end did not. One involves what rules cities may impose for groups that want to use public parks. The other involves the right of the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission to sue on behalf of individuals. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
Each of the high court's rulings was, in effect, the dog that didn't bark. In the park permit case, a group advocating the legalization of marijuana repeatedly applied for permits to have rallies on Chicago park property. In some cases, the Parks Department granted the permits, and in some, it didn't. The group went to court to challenge the way permits are granted, claiming that the Chicago permit ordinance gives the city too much authority over citizens' right of assembly and free speech. But today, the U.S. Supreme Court unanimously upheld the Chicago ordinance, declaring that none of the grounds for denying a permit has anything to do with what a speaker might say. Writing for the court, Justice Antonin Scalia said the ordinance applies to picnickers, soccer players, and activists alike if they plan to have more than 50 people at an event. He said the process of obtaining a permit or appealing a denial is clear and speedy, but most important, the reasons for denial of a permit are spelled out in detail and have nothing to do with the content of the applicant's speech. Reasons such as the space has already been spoken for, or the applicant has, on a prior occasion, failed to clean up or pay for damage. The marijuana legalization advocates in this case asserted that these rules still gave the Parks Department too much discretion. But, said Justice Scalia, we think not. For cities around the country where similar lawsuits have been brought, today's unanimous ruling was, in the words of one city lawyer, a debacle averted, a loaded gun at our head that didn't get fired. Civil rights lawyers had a similar reaction today to the court's second ruling in an employment discrimination case brought against the Waffle House by the EEOC. The agency sued to win reinstatement and back pay for a short-order cook named Eric Baker, who was fired after he had a seizure on the job. To get his job at Waffle House, Baker had signed away his right to sue and instead agreed to submit any dispute to binding arbitration. These agreements, which usually require the employee to pay half the cost of the arbitration, are becoming increasingly popular with employers as a way of avoiding expensive litigation. The Supreme Court has upheld them, and they now cover some 10% of the workforce. But the EEOC has maintained that it is not covered by such agreements, that it didn't sign them and can sue on behalf of an individual, which is what the agency did in this case after it failed in an attempt at conciliation. Today, by a vote of 6-3, the Supreme Court agreed that the agency has a separate right to sue to enforce the nation's civil rights laws for individuals. Dissenting were Justice Clarence Thomas, the one-time head of the EEOC, joined by Chief Justice Rehnquist and Justice Scalia. In a final note today, justices and other court personnel were advised to keep alert for a fox. Yes, a fox was spied by security cameras entering the Supreme Court garage Sunday, prompting a memo advising all not to touch the fox if found, and further prompting wags to remark about the fox in the chicken coop. The court has gone to great lengths to find said fox, but so far, neither animal control nor local hunt club members with hounds have found the fellow. Court sources said the fox didn't have a parking permit. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.